below normal, and it wouldn't be perfect until the last effects of his geriatric appearance had faded away, in a few days, if he lived that long. He suspected they thought he was already dead.
"Zelin," the man said, "dump that weed."
Hawser opened his eyes with a start as footsteps approached. The man had been talking about him.
"Ah!"
somebody cried nearby. "He's not dead! His eyes are moving!" The footsteps suddenly halted. Hawser sat up shakily, narrowing his eyes in the glare. He was breathing hard, and his head swam as he raised it. His eyes focused. He was in a brightly lit but small hangar. An old, weather-beaten shuttlecraft filled about half of it. He was sitting almost against one bulkhead. Near the other stood the people who had been talking. Halfway between him and the group stood a large, ungainly youth with very long arms and silver hair. As Hawser had guessed, the suit he had been wearing lay prone on the floor at the feet of the group of humans. He swallowed and blinked. The youth with the silver hair stared at him and scratched nervously at one ear. He wore a pair of shorts and a frayed t-shirt. He jumped when one of the taller men in the group, in the voice Hawser had decided was that of the captain, said,
"Wabslin."
He turned to one of the other men.
"Isn't that effector working properly?"
"Don't let them talk about you as though you aren't here." He cleared his throat and spoke as loudly and as determinedly as he could.
"There's nothing wrong with your effector."
"Then," the tall man said, smiling thinly and arching one eyebrow,
"you should be dead."
They were all looking at him, most with suspicion. The youth near him was still scratching his ear. He appeared puzzled, even frightened, but the rest just looked as though they wanted rid of him as quickly as possible. They were all humans, or close to. Male and female, mostly dressed in either suits or bits of suits or t-shirts and shorts. The captain, now moving through the group closer to Hawser, looked tall and muscular. He had a mass of dark hair combed back from his brow, a sallow complexion, and something feral about his eyes and mouth. The voice suited him. As he came closer, Hawser saw that he was holding a laser pistol. The suit he wore was black, and its heavy boots rang on the naked metal deck. He advanced until he was level with the young man with the silver hair, who was fiddling with the hem of his t-shirt and biting his lip.
"Why aren't you dead?" the man asked Hawser quietly.
"Because I'm a lot fucking tougher than I look," Hawser said. The man smiled and nodded.
"You must be."
He turned round and looked briefly back at the suit.
"What were you doing way out here in that?"
"I used to work for the Adirons. They didn't want the culture ship to catch me, and they thought they might be able to rescue me later. So they threw me overboard to wait for the fleet. It'll be here in about 8 or 9 hours, by the way, so I wouldn't hang around."
"Will it now?" the captain said quietly, raising his eyebrow again. "You seem very well informed, old man."
"I'm not that old. This was a disguise for my last job. An ajatic drug, it's wearing off. A couple of days and I'll be useful again." The man shook his head sadly.
"No, you won't."
He turned and started back towards the other people.
"Damp him," he told the youth in the t-shirt.
The youth started forward.
"Now wait a goddamn minute,"
Hawser shouted, scrambling to his feet. He backed against the wall, hands out, but the youth was coming straight at him. The others were looking either at him or at their captain. Hawser swung forward and up with one leg, too fast for the young man with the silver hair. He caught him in the groin with his foot. The youth gasped and fell to the deck, clutching at himself. The man had turned. He looked down at the youth, then at Hawser.
"Yes," he said.
Hawser got the impression he was enjoying it all. Hawser pointed to the now kneeling youth.
"I told you, I can be useful. I'm pretty good in a fight. You can have the suit."
"I've got the suit," the captain said dryly.
"So at least give me a chance."
Hawser looked around them.
"You're mercenaries or something, right?"
Nobody said anything. He could feel himself starting to sweat. He stopped it.
"Let me join. All I'm asking for is a chance. If I lass up first time, dump me then."
"Why not dump you now and save the hassle?"
The captain laughed, spreading his arms wide. Some of the others laughed too.
"A chance," Hawser repeated. "Shit, it isn't too much to ask."
"I'm sorry."
The man shook his head.
"We're overcrowded already."
The silver-haired youth was looking up at Hawser, his face twisted with pain and hate. The people in the group were smirking at Hawser or talking quietly to each other and nodding at him, grinning.
He was suddenly aware that he looked like just a skinny old man in the nude.
Fuck it, he spat, glaring right at the man. Give me 5 days and I'll take you on any time.
The captain's eyebrows went up. For a second he might have looked angry, then he burst out laughing. He waved the laser at Hawser.
All right, old man. I'll tell you what we'll do.